She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Sugar is everywhere, and a lot of people can get addicted. Yes, you can get addicted to sugar. I've been trying to cut down on mine, and I've done really well using things like erythritol and xylitol and some other things. But we really need to get a handle on this. And here to help us is the wonderful Jacob Teitelbaum, MD. Dr. Teitelbaum, welcome back.
Great to be with you, girls. So, should we teach
it's so
people
nice
how
to have you
the
back.
Cake and eat it too?
We
sounds good to me.
Do. We wanted to. So, Dr. T, why is sugar addiction so widespread?
Well, the problem is that the food processors have learned that because the food tastes awful the way that it's done, and if ever wonder why processed food costs less than the actual real food, it's because it's mostly, what's the medical term, crap. And they add 140 pounds of sugar per person per year into this processed food to cover the taste, and so people will eat it. And the way sugar has been for most of human history is just fine. I'm not against sugar. In fact, I am a certified chocoholic and proud of it. I think chocolate is a health food. But the way we do it with sodas and fruit juices, again, 140 pounds of sugar per person per year, and people get addicted, and the health issues are nasty.
So tell us a little bit about how we can, you know, have our cake and eat it too. Because, I mean, you know, we wrote a book called Unjunk Your Junk Food. So we're on the same page here. But I really am interested in hearing what you have to say about it.
Well, first of all, get rid of the juices, switch to vegetable juices instead. And get rid of the sodas. I mean, my God, if you get one of those 48-ounce Big Burp sodas, that's 36 spoons of sugar in that bad boy. I mean, that's nasty. So switch to things like coconut water, tea. I use stevia. There's a brand called Body Ecology, Stevina. There's a bunch of very good-tasting ones that are really good. Monk fruit. There's a host of natural sweeteners. And even if you're out and about, you have the pink packet, the blue packet, and the yellow packet. It's not great stuff, but the pink packet's okay. It's really saccharine. It's withstood the test of time. It's healthier than sugar. Chocolate. You can even get sugar-free chocolates. In fact, at any store, you'll find Russell Stover. But go online to AbdullahCandies.com. Go to the sugar-free page, and you'll get candies that you're going to just let them melt in your mouth. Your eyes will roll back in the back of your head. Your toes will start to curl. And people sitting at the table across from you are going to say, I want what she's having. They are that good. So you're not depriving yourself at all. You're just getting rid of the junk. But here's the rub. If you just tell somebody to stop sugar, and for you out there who are wondering if I'm a sugar addict, if by the time you're asking, the answer is yes, it's just like any other addiction. Am I an alcoholic? Yes, if you're asking. Cut it out for a month and you'll see. But if you just try to stop a cold turkey, you know, you will be put on trial for murder. I mean, you're going to be growling and snapping at the people around you. And the thing is that if you know what's causing a sugar addiction, and there are four main types of sugar addiction, you can take simple measures to take care of the cause of it, and all of a sudden you're going to find my sugar cravings are gone, and you're going to feel dramatically better. So knowing what sugar addiction type you have, 1 to 4, will make it really, really easy to get off of the cravings so you can enjoy sugar because you enjoy it instead of because you're craving it.
Well, what are these four types?
Well, a very common type, type one, is just being fatigued. People are exhausted. We've lost 30% of our sleep. We've lost a full 50% of the vitamins and minerals in the diet. We have, it used to be that sex cells, now it's fear cells in the media, and people are just exhausted. So they reach for sodas as kind of energy loan shark drinks, and they reach for the juices. So number one, if you're tired and reaching for sugar for an energy fix, there's simple things you can do to optimize energy. We have two published studies showing that a single nutrient, and God has a sense of humor, it's a sugar of all things, increases energy an average of 61%. But this is a healthy sugar made by your body. Mm-hmm. It's called ribose, R-I-B-O-S-E. You can go ahead and use it as a sweetener. I'm sorry?
I was going to say, so do you take it as a supplement, use it as a powder? That's You answered that, but go ahead.
Here's what I would do, what I do each morning myself, is I make a drink where I take a vitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System. It's one drink, it's a complete vitamin, mineral, amino acid, energy cofactors. It replaces 35 pills with one drink. Add one scoop of ribose. And the nice thing about ribose is the price just went down by 50%. There's a form called Shine, S-H-I-N-E, ribose, that you can get at Amazon now. And it's under $20. It's amazing for a two-month supply. So you put one scoop of each, add water and stir, or make a smoothie out of it. You will find your energy by the end of the month will skyrocket. And not just that, a lot of aches and pains, brain fog, things like that are going to start to go away with that simple energy drink. There's a free energy analysis program at endfatigue.com. That's simple quizzes that will tell you how to optimize energy very thoroughly.
So I just want to go back to ribose again. I know we don't have much time, but I'm interested. This is something that's interests me because I've never really heard of it before. So what does ribose itself do? Obviously, you know, I've heard of glucose. I've heard of, you know, all the other sugars. But what does ribose itself help to do? How is it helping to increase our energy?
Ribose is the backbone of energy production molecules. So when you eat food, it has to be turned into molecules called ATP, FADH, NADH. These are the energy molecules. When you get exhausted, your body gets depleted in those molecules, and the food gets turned into fat instead of getting turned into energy. Ribose, phosphates, and B vitamins are what these energy molecules are made of. And the ribose deficiency is a key part of it. So the funny thing is it actually lowers blood sugar instead of raising it. Yeast can't ferment it. It makes it a healthy sugar.
Very interesting. I'm definitely going to look into that. So just quickly, what were the other addictions? I know we talked about the first one. What would be the other few addictions?
Adrenal fatigue. That's a stress handler. So if you get these feed me now or I will kill you moments, simple measures to get rid of that. Candida, where it's via nasal congestion, sinusitis, spastic colon, irritable bowel syndrome. Those are some markers. That doesn't cause the irritability, but you're going to be what I call the happy Twinkie hunter, going through the cabinets looking for something sweet to eat. And then folks who are going through menopause or menopause, beginning in their 40s when the estrogen and testosterone deficiency really begins, and they start to get anxiety or depression associated with this, especially worse around their menses. And then people reach for sugar to handle that, not knowing that it actually turns on them and worsens the depression and anxiety after a while. So there's my book, The Complete Guide to Beating Sugar Addiction, which is just coming out, will have four simple quizzes. And it'll tell you very quickly exactly which sugar addiction type you have and how to make the addiction go away.
Well, it sounds very interesting. Congratulations on the book. So where can people find the book?
Anywhere. Any bookstore, Amazon, easy place to get it. And like I said, The Complete Guide to Beating Sugar Addiction also now has 40 recipes in it. That will help it make it easy. Because, again, pleasure is good. You know, if they had Sugar Addicts Anonymous, I'd be in the front row going, "Hi, I'm Jacob. I'm a sugar addict." So this is kind of an on-the-job training that I had. I love my sweet tooth. Pleasure is good. Right. I want people to keep their pleasure, but to get rid of the toxicity of the excess sugar. It's easy to do.
Well, amen to that. We agree with you on that one. Well, congratulations on the book, Dr. T. And as always, we love having you on the show. And please check out Dr. T's book. And you can also follow him on Dr. T. Are you on Twitter?
Not on Twitter, but we have a blog and do Q&A at our website, endfatigue.com. And also Vitality101. Oh, we have a new app, Cures A to Z, with the new app coming out this week. And you put it on now for the smartphone. Outstanding. Cures A-Z. Okay.
Perfect. Thanks, Dr. T. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Have a beautiful day. Stay well.